Mass Bass is a local favorite of ours, but did you know they changed their name? They were originally called Bandung 55, a nod to the infamous 1955 Bandung Conference in Indonesia, which is recognized as the first large-scale meeting of African and Asian states. The goals of the conference were to promote Afro-Asian economic and cultural cooperation and to oppose colonialism or neocolonialism by any nation. In celebration and reflection on the 60th anniversary of the Bandung Conference, the International League of People's Struggle, Third World Resistance, and the Center for Political Education are holding an event this Sunday called The Spirit of Bandung, Third World Unity 60 Years On. I talked with CPE coordinator Alexa Zapanta to learn more about how the event will explore the historical significance of the conference and its relevance for our current struggles. Hi, Alexa. Thanks for joining us. I'm really excited for the Spirit of Bandung. Wait, is it what you're calling it, a teach-in, right?
Mm-hmm. Or educational forum.
An educational forum. So to give us a context, you're a member of the collective, the Center for Political Education. So can you just talk about what CPE is and then sort of how you all came to put this event on?
Yeah, thanks for having us, Robin. So I'm the coordinator at Center for Political Education, and we're a resource for political organizations on the left, the working class and people of color. And we use our educational forums as a resource for movement building, and also see like political education as integral for building movements and for integral for organizing, because ideas and theories are really important too. We are non-sectarian and internationalist and anti-imperialist. There's a band Mass Bass, formerly known as Bandung 55. And I just heard about that last year. And that's when I actually looked into the history of the conference and talking with Armel,
who's a member of the band.
Yeah, he's a pianist in the band, Mass Bass. And just so there's a plug, a shout out right there.
They got to change their name?
I know, because no one can pronounce it and everything, which I think they should turn it back, you know, maybe after this forum. But so I was looking into that, and it turned out, you know, looking at the date, April 18th, through the 25th was when the conference took place, and 2015 is actually the 60th anniversary. So I was communicating for a few months with Greg Morizumi, and you know, getting political education like firsthand from someone who's been studying this and who's been in movements for a long time. And yeah, and Greg said that they did a 50th anniversary in 2005, and that it would be cool if we collaborated on this. We didn't have anything really concrete, just that we wanted to do something around April, which is the time of the conference. And so, you know, with the uprisings against the police state, the racist police state around, I think that was around November. Eventually, you know, there was a call out from Ferguson in January to reclaim MLK Day, which was, you know, in January. And so there was a MLK Day action that a lot of folks like Terry of the Filipino Community Center, also who's in ILPS, and Lara Kiswani from AROC, and different folks from different third world groups wanted to highlight the internationalist perspective, you know, that's inseparable from Black liberation. And so they created an affinity group, you know, in this MLK planning called, you know, Third World Resistance, which ended up shutting down the federal building. And so in building there, you know, on these ongoing evolution of this relationship of third world solidarity, that's when we talked about doing this event together, because our politics are really aligned and, you know, against imperialism and just highlighting that internationalist struggle. So that's how CPE, ILPS, and Third World Resistance came together to plan this event in the summer forums. This conference led to the Third World Liberation Movement and later to the Tricontinental Conference in 1966, which united a lot of nations under this banner of anti-imperialism and anti-colonialism.
And who, can you just talk about like the types of countries that went to the Bandung 55 conference?
Bandung, to the Bandung Conference.
To the Bandung Conference.
Shout out again. Plug for their album, Mass Bass. So it was nations that were recently independent. So it's like the Philippines was there, Vietnam, India, Iran, Egypt, Indonesia, the host country.
And then some African countries.
Yeah, actually it's known as the Afro-Asian Conference popularly, or the Asian-African Conference. And it was the first intercontinental summit of its kind. It marked this point that eventually like ushered in the Third World Liberation Movements.
And when you talk about Third World Liberation Movements, what do you mean by that?
This was during the Cold War, and there was a First World, which, you know, is, these terms are problematic, but they do have this political meaning and history. So the First World, like the Western powers, the U.S., Britain, France, and Portugal, and then you also have, you know, the Second World, which was coined also, and this was coined later too. It was, you know, the Soviet Union, and so these are the nations that wanted to be non-aligned and independent from the two major powers.
This teaching, this political education event, it's going to be at Soul Space. What is the format? How are people going to engage with the material?
We're going to have a prayer offering by Sunyaka Bryant, who's a housing rights organizer with Casa Justa, Just Cause. So after that offering, we're going to have the panel, which is moderated by Rachel Herzing. And it's going to have Greg Morizumi over at Eastside, Miriam Ching Louie, Roxanne Dumbro-Ortiz, and Phil Hutchings, all veteran organizers from various movements. After that, we're going to have, we're still confirming right now, but it's Al-Juthor, which is a Debke dance troupe, folks of Arab descent.
Cool. And what are the key questions that you want people to grapple with?
You know, when we talk about revolutionary nationalism, when we want, you know, people are fighting for the right of self-determination for all peoples, like how do you deal with those, grapple with those contradictions, like in the internal colonies, like West Papua is a, they want independence from Indonesia, you know, because they're suffering immense like genocide, discrimination on many levels. And yeah, and also like in the, here in the US, like where, as a lot of us like that participated in the MLK direct action to shut down the federal building, and as people of the diaspora here, what does that mean to identify as a third world? You know, when we have certain privileges here in the U.S. and what are these real material ways to stand in solidarity with people? Yeah, so this Spirit of Bandung event is actually a launch for the Bandung Summer, and we have several goals we've outlined together. And it's to share the analysis, features, impacts, and weaknesses of imperialism, and to have a discussion about concrete ways that we could actually be in solidarity with each other's struggles. Because, you know, it's important to have unity and also understand those contradictions.
I know when I got the CPE newsletter, there was a whole kind of lineup of stuff. It started even before the summer, right? Like there was the class over at 518 that was...
It was a 5-week class, uh-huh. And it was colonialism, imperialism, and resistance. And it talked about... the different liberation movements. So we had one, a session on Palestine, we had one on Black liberation, one on Cuba, one talking about indigenous sovereignty and what indigenous resistance looks like all across Turtle Island.
So there was that kind of class series, and it really was like a class. I couldn't do it because there was so much reading involved. But and then there's the Spirit of Bandung, and what are the other programming pieces that kind of build up the series?
Yeah, there was also... Cuba and Africa. So it was highlighting the solidarity that Cuba, when it was led by Fidel Castro, when he sent troops over to Angola, which eventually helped lead to the end of South African apartheid. So I guess talking about like today, the significance of this Bandung conference that helped, you know, you bring this unity of Asia and Africa and these continents, and then later to the Tricontinental Conference, it really helped like establish what this third world unity is, to unite against imperialism. And also where, you know, we're still dealing with that today. And yeah, especially in this movement, you know, where there's a lot of multiracial actions and a lot of folks, like I'm part of Asians for Black Lives, and there's a lot about, you know, what does being an ally look like, and what I appreciate about Third World Resistance, and then like being in the meetings and organizing is, you know, part of that political education that we're planning for. But I really appreciate that, you know, highlighting that, you know, it's so much more than just, you know, we're going to be an ally to you so we could help your cause. It's really like, it's really being in struggle and highlighting internationalism and the fact that this is not new, what's going on today. It's a lot of the oppression has taken many different forms and transformed. And at the same time, there's so many like histories of resistance together. Like before we even had like BuzzFeed's top 10 ways to be an ally, you know, there's a lot of moments in history when we've seen that aren't highlighted. We want to avoid, you know, playing oppression Olympics and saying my struggle is worse than yours. But finding that, you know, that common enemy we're uniting against, because we are living in the empire. And at the end of the day, you know, it's not just US centric, like capitalism is global. And yeah, just recognizing that there are material ways to support. There's not just, you know, it's not just in, I'm going to show up to this action. It's in every day, like in our interactions with each other and in holding each other accountable.
We're probably going to get into this final question more at the event where, you know, you have a really stellar lineup of panelists with expertise. But, you know, the question remains, like, what role can we as people here in the U.S., as you say, in the belly of the beast, what role can we play in, like, addressing U.S. imperialism, addressing the roles that our country is playing in oppression around the globe?
As part of CPE, I can't stress enough, like, how grateful I am to have it as a political home. Because education is, I know it's, maybe I'm going off on a tangent, but education is a human right. And also it highlights those contradictions. So I think a lot of it for me is what can I do locally here? Because it does have ripple effects. You know, people act like this is the way things are. A lot of our families are from migrant backgrounds and have this idea that things will never change. And so I think that, like, taking it home is really important, like not giving up on each other and on people's ability to change. Like talking with our families, like dealing in Asians for Black Lives, like talking about anti-Black racism in our communities, and that we also manifest these structural things on an interpersonal level with each other. And a lot of it goes, you know, if we constantly think we're fighting the battles on the streets, a lot of our own oppressive ways go unchecked. So I think it's fighting it on all levels, like internally, interpersonally, as much as it is on the streets with each other.
And I'm sure that things like immigration and the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, things like that are bound to come up in that discussion.
Oh yeah, definitely. This Spirit of Bandung event will kind of be like the teaser for the entire summer, the Bandung Summer Series, that also is going to be have forums into the fall on different movement struggles. And yeah, it's going to really get into the details. So we encourage people to attend as many as you can. All our events are free or, you know, donation based. So they're as accessible as possible for the community.
Do you have any like events kind of in the works that you can let us know about?
There is a ILPS, like I mentioned, International League of People Struggles, went to a delegation. They had gone to Cuba over the end of April until right after May. So they have a report back coming up in July. So that's all I could say for now. We will have, you know, things geographically and also thematically organized in the program.
Great. And folks can stay tuned to Apex Express to hear a recording that we did at the West Papua teach-in, which you alluded to earlier, and the struggle that they're having against Indonesia and the role that the U.S. plays in that. There's a U.S.-based mining company that's just like extracting gold resources out of that region. Mm-hmm. So you want to plug the event?
Thank you. It's on Sunday, June 14th, so this Sunday, starting at 12:30 at Soul Space, which is 1714 Telegraph Avenue in Oakland.
And what's your website where folks can learn more information?
It's at politicaleducation.org.
Great. Well, thank you so much. It's going to be an awesome event.
Yeah, thank you so much, Robin and Apex.